Okay. So first of all, we, as always, we thank Hashem that we have this marvelous, wonderful little place here. Mene Shemayim, it's Hashkacha Mene Shemayim. Hashem gives us this place. We have our Yedidim Ahuvim, our Chevra, joined together with Hashem. So Hashem should give us this Yeta Dishmaya, that we should do what our Russian is while we're here. We should be Batzlocha, we should be Koin Lishleimus, and we should be Zeicha to Sumchas Achaim Amitim, all of us, Rabbi Zeich, Rabbi Hashem. So, you want to read the minutes?
Well, I wasn't here, I was on the phone yesterday, and I didn't...
Today, it's all the same. It's all the same and one the same.
Except, I know the right Rebbe was talking about the technology.
Right.
The connection was not very good. It was quite hard to hear. But I think I'll defer to either Yaakov or Shimon to give over maybe a better...
I have my cell phone also.
For one time I called into to Yaakov's, and I think that was better than Shimon's. I think that's decided. But oh yeah, I don't know. So maybe I'll
try again.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, let me say. So what did we do last week?
About clothing.
About what? About the clothing. Big day kahuna. Right. So we said that Maisa, we, the Shomei told Mitzvah, this door, whether we like it or not, we're the Kohanim, you know, we're the Kohanim, we're the ones that represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's an Achrayus that we have, whether we want to have the Shtela, the position where we want to have, we don't want to have it, we like it, we don't like it, you know. We have it. In the army, and we're the army of Hashem, and we represent the Torah. We represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a tremendous achrayus that we have. You know, that role that we have. It's not, you know, sometimes you say like a good board, use it for a muscle, use it for, you know, inspiration, a springboard. But it's none of the above. It's none of the above. It's real. It's real that the role of the Kohen, the Beis HaMikdash, was that they represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we represent Hashem also, you know. So there might be people that are on a higher level than us, there are people on a lower level, but we're in the brackets. We're in the brackets that we're the representatives of Hashem. There's no question that you have people, you know, that are learning more than us, learning longer than us, in a higher level. You keep going, even among the people that are learning all the time, and you have to be even higher than that. That are, you know, you have, there's almost no limit to the different levels. But we're surely in the brackets. That we are the Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, you know, the Shomrei Torah mitzvahs brackets that on the level we're committed, you know, to try to keep it the halachas the way they're supposed to be, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Ayodim, according to the Poskei Hador. We're 100% committed to the true Torah Haroas, you know, of the Gedolim, of the Manhigim. We're in the right line, as they say. It's a commitment to, you know, to try to keep like really Torah true, emistika, Yiddishkeit. So that puts us, you know, in the brackets of the Kohanim of the times. So I say again, it's an achrayus. It's a responsibility of how we dress. Even though, like, Baruch Hashem, you people don't meet so much chizuk in that area, you know, because you're in the and agree you're in the secular world. So Mela, it demands, automatically it demands to have certain standards of dress. So we don't have to be, it's not one of the areas that we have to have some exquisite for, sometimes certain, the nature, sometimes because we're so involved in the learning, so sometimes we have to dun them up and put. Sometimes, they're lacking in their responsibility of making sure that their standards of dress are on the level of standards that should be, that the hats should be clean and proper and the shoes should be shined. And I mean, what I'm saying, I don't mean to talk against them, it's something that we see, so I don't have to, I'm just saying that sometimes the shirts are hanging out here and there, so sometimes they need a little bit, motivation, that they should feel that they're the Kohanim for the times and feel a certain advice. They certainly don't mean to do it, from being black, it's just that they're into their learning, so sometimes I'm just saying we have to understand them also. Sometimes the feeling sometimes a little bit negativeness or whatever, you feel that it's not right for them, but to go like that, we have to understand that they're talking, it's not just they're into their learning and that smother comes out like that. But of course the responsibility of being Kohanim, that it shouldn't be like that, right? But so I'm just saying, in this area, we here, for us, it's not so much of a nisayon that area. But then there's other areas also of our mice and our actions. Also, probably in our Olam here, we don't have to have so much physical in that either. So much, like I need to say, sometimes, maybe there are certain times that people are talking on the cell phone, they're talking too loud, situations that people don't realize, even people that are in the workforce world, that they're talking on the phone, that they're talking too loud in the street, or on a bus, or, different situations like that. I come over sometimes, say hello. I see you come over sometimes to say hello, right? So these situations really don't apply to us so much over here. But the general kind of thing of awareness, to make sure that whatever the situations are, that should be Kiddush Hashem, that's how it would manifest itself, the inner of the Big Day Kahuna. Ourselves. Do you have something you want to share with us, Yaakov?
Generally, I try to have a one-on-one. It's more mind-aware. It was an interesting thing I had the Shabbos. It's not connected to this, but it's one of the previous ones that we did. So the Rav always says you can always have that also. The Shabbos Shabbos brought this by somebody not here. They ate somewhere, and then we doubled they want to dominate there afterwards. The same place that they eat, they also have a shul, they have like an arm corner, they're putting pizza up there when we ate. So, and then inspiration from the Shira thing, I asked him, let's just move the pizzas away, so we dominate where the Sefer Torah is. The pizzas block the Sefer Torah, they want to dominate there. I said, we move the pizzas over, we have a shul. The Sefer Torah is there, arm corner is there. So, we move the, they're going to be dominating the shul, so the Rav gave you the arm corner is very important.
I tried to explain it, and I didn't have any deep insights that came out of it. It's funny, I was learning the Gemara straight afterwards, and the Gemara in Tzedek about Rabbi Yochanan, he used to call his clothing Mechubadai.
He used to what?
He used to call his clothing Mechubadai. That's where that came up.
What about
I was similar to Shimon. I didn't have any great, but I thought about it. I focused on it a little bit, trying to think about clothes not just as covering, but as a kavod. It's hard. It's hard to keep it in mind. But when you think about the big day kahuna, it's kind of, it's good. Very good.
Okay, let's say. So we want, if you want to use, the Yonah Diyema, the Parshas, as a guide for, you know, for next Ugda, we're not mechuyev to, we don't have to, but we could, as they say. So, what I'd like to deduce this week that we should be our guide is, Bez Hashem, the Cheta Egel, that there's a very, very important point of chizik that we can get from the Cheta Egel, chizik for ourselves. Just before we get to the Cheta Egel, maybe we have time to. To share this machshava. Just a half a second. You know, just very quickly, let's see if I'm doing the right thing. You know, at the beginning of the parasha, so you have when you count taisos, you have to count them with the coins, right? The shekel, it's not counting you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I was wondering, what's the mila counting this way? That if you count the people 1, 2, 3, so then there's a subject to magetu. But if the person puts his coin down. Put the coin down. Oh, count the coin. This one you put your coin down. Oh, 2, 3, 4. If I count the coins, then it's okay. But you count the people, 1, 2, 3. So it's subject to my people. I don't know, what's the element? It can be like the sum total you gain anyway, right? So if you're going to get the number 500, whatever it is, 5,000, so it can't be that the Ein Hur is the number, because you get the number anyway. It can't be in counting 1, 2, 3, because you know you're counting it also. So instead of counting the people, so he puts down his coin. You say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you're counting it also, right? But instead of looking at the person, you can 1, 2, you know. So if the counting itself is the thing that brings the Ayin Hara, so you're still counting, but you know, so you're counting 1 yid, 2 yid, 3 yid. So like, what is the element of using the coins protected from the Ayin Hara? So I was thinking maybe just very, very quickly, maybe two directions. One idea, this is not connected with our object, everybody say. This is a special bonus prize. it's the beginning of the parasha, you know, with nothing. I just want to share this thought. Maybe one thought is that when they count the people, so like you're looking at the person and you're saying, you know, you 1, 2. So like you're putting the importance on the person, right? And when you focus that, when you say you're important. So on that could be the Ayin Hara. That's where the Ayin Hara goes. Like it says, like when the person has the field, his tefuah growing in the field. So you shouldn't stare at his tefuah because it's going to give him an Ayin Hara. In other words, when you look at something that's good and appreciate it, so that leaves room for an Ayin Hara. So when you look at each person, you look at you, you're a number, right? Oh, you know, you're number 3, you're number 4. So I'm looking at you as a valuation, as a person. And you know, and giving you, I'm giving you this course as you are a whole number. You are number 5. So It's like I'm pointing as you as a person, and you as a person, you as a person. So the focus of each one as a person, individual. So it could be that's where the element of Ayin Hara comes in. Like this, I'm not looking at you. I need to go in one. So I'm counting the numbers, and nothing wrong with counting. But looking at you and saying you are number one, and looking at you as a unit, as a person. So it could be that counting you as a unit, and your unit, and your unit. Maybe that's where the element of Ayin Hara comes in. That's one thought. Another thought might be that maybe the difference is that the fact that Hashem gave it as a mitzvah. In other words, when we count, you have a mitzvah to give the machzeh shekel. That's how we count. We give so by doing the mitzvah, maybe the mitzvah of machzeh shekel is the factor that saves you from the ayin hara. In other words, there is a certain ayin hara by counting. But if the counting itself is done through a mitzvah, so then the mitzvah of the counting saves you from the. That's the element that saves from the ayin hara. In other words, when you give the machzeh shekel, you're doing a mitzvah. So I'm counting the coin. I'm counting you, but I'm able to count you because you're giving me a coin, and that giving of the coin is a mitzvah. So here's a coin. How did I get the coin? Because you did a mitzvah by giving it to me. I count. Oh, your coin. How did I get it? Because you did a mitzvah. So by counting the coins. The element of Sechus is that I got the coins, it just didn't take out of your pack and put it down. Oh, this one, this two, three. When you take it out and you put it down, you're doing your mitzvah machzeh shekel. So the Sechus of the mitzvah is the thing that is the saving factor that's the Sechus. It's an interesting thought. Okay, anyway. When I went to the shul room very quickly, right? Maisa, the Chet Ha'egel came about because, like the Yetzer Hara, the Satan used a certain hashkafa that Klal Yisrael had. And that hashkafa was a certain stubbornness that they had of an insight that was true. That was tremendously implanted in them as an emes, and that is that it was unthinkable for Klal Yisrael to be even for a second, for a split second, without a manhig. They understood the importance. They had the clarity. They had the insight, and they had the idealism. You know that it was not thinkable for Klal Yisrael to be even 1 second without a manhig. So when they thought that the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, presented that Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer there, so that was unnegotiable, that we had to do something immediately. That part of it was right, that they were so idealistically imbibed with the truth that we must have a leader. They're right about that. And they were so struck about it that wasn't the Maisha Sutton. That was Emes Lamitai. And they were so, it was so important to them, such a high priority. They knew the importance of it. And the Yetzer Hara used that as a tool to try to be nichshel them, you know, into the ego. But the fulcrum, the tool that he used, you know, was the idealism that they had of the importance, the priority of having a manhood. That was the element so in other words, the role that the way Klal Yisrael is constructed is that the role of a leader is extremely vital, integral part of you call it, you know, the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, and Eiver, and Eiver Shah Neshama Toliboy, Eiver Shah Chaim Toliboy. Like you have certain Eivorim in the Guf, right? So yeah, certain Eivorim are very important, but your life isn't totally with that. But let's say the heart, the lungs, right? Certain Eivorim in the body is the Chiyas of Toliboy, that, you know, if it's not working, so a person can't live. So the role that Klaiso in the relationship to the leader is that it's an aver shel chayim toliba. You know, it's essential. It's an essential, critical aver in the structure of Klai Yisrael. And they fortunately understood it. They knew it, they understood it. And that's why the Yetzer Hara took advantage of it and you know, told me Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. And, you know, so that was a traumatic, you know, shock for them. And they, you have to have, so why they wanted to substitute it with the ego, that's a different story, right? Hard to understand that. But the actual motivation was very understandable. That wasn't the Maisa Sutton, you know, that they understood the importance. So we can get a chizik from this, what we say, for ourselves, how important it is in our own hashkafa, own das, the role of having a manhit in Klal Yisrael, as they say. Why is it important for us to understand it? For a few reasons, but one of them is, and listen closely, if I say that there's a rule, that a very important rule, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our manhigim. Hashem is the one that self supplies us with our manhigim, right? And Hashem gives us our manhigim according to how we want them and how much we evaluate them and how much where we place them. For manhigim, there's no voting, there's no parties. Hashem makes the manhigim, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The manhig of Klal Yisrael, a leader, our supreme teacher, right? So who appointed him? He was in the desert with the sheep, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed him, right? There was no voting, there was no committees, there was no zakenim, there was no vadim. Ribbono Shel Olam himself, he went into this. He searched the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he decided that he's the kind of person that Hashem wanted for a leader. He appointed him to be the leader, right? The Chazon Ish. Who appointed the Chazon Ish? So to lead Klal Yisrael. He was voted, he was nominated, there was a committee, there was a vad, you know, there was the smolim, the yaminim, you know. Nobody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chazon Ish, that he was accepted by Klal Yisrael, right? The stipler, you know, who appointed him to be manhig in Klal Yisrael, you know, unequivocal, you know, leader in Klal Yisrael. Did anybody appoint him? Was he the Rosh Yeshiva? When, you know, he was just a private citizen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that through Hashkocha Pratius that Klal Yisrael understood his greatness. Right, and it just happened that it was like a natural kind of thing, that just like Moshe Rabbeinu, it came to the service, and he was the manhig, you know. That's why Hashem, the Moshe Feinstein, right? I'm sure everybody knows Moshe Feinstein, right? In America, right? Who appointed him? Nobody. There was no vadim. There was no. You know, he just came. It was like it like surfaces. It surfaces. Hashem makes it surface. But the leaders that Hashem gives us are totally with the cheshek that we have, or the skin that we have, the importance of them. It's a very, very important principle. Because according to our will, so Hashem gives. If we don't have the cheshek, so Hashem doesn't give the leaders. So it's very important that we should generate in ourselves understanding the importance of it. You know, and evaluate. So the Maisa, as the Ugla the Maisa, first of all, we should, when we say Shemun Esrei, Hoshiv Shovatenu Kuvirishono, Vyotzenu Kuvatila, we should make sure to say that, you know, with Kavona, right? Hoshiv Shovatenu Kuvirishono, that's number one. Number one. And every day we should
spend like a few minutes thinking, like, who are our leaders, and whether we listen to them, right? It's critical, crucial that we listen to them when they make takonis. You know, they say certain things are permissible, certain things not permissible, certain things that we might think is usur, that is usur, but they say you should do it, right? Ayamin smol, asmol yamin. Let's say that they feel that a certain thing that, let's say, you know, even them, let's say there's a certain situation, you know, that is a health situation, and they feel that on Yom Kippur, everybody should eat, even though they're not sick, but everybody should eat because being that there's a lot of health thing going around, it's important to have your immune system, and that you should be in a higher level of your, your general health should be, what's the word for it, your general health should be on, you know, the seder, you know, keep your metabolism, you know, I can't think of the word, but it means that your general health muscle should be on a high level. You know, we have vitamins, all that stuff. What does that do? That it improves your general health standard, you know, whatever the word is. But, so, let's say the Rabbanim Paskin, everybody should eat Yom Kippur, even though you're not sick, but because the sickness going around, we want to make sure that your general health should be in a higher level. To keep your general matzav on a higher standard, just to make sure that like you say that all the, you know, things are functioning properly. So people say, well, I'm not sick, you know. So what's the heter? If you're sick, then it's bikuach nefesh. But the mice say we're not sick. But the Rabbanim Paskin that because of the general what's going on, it's important that our general health level should be on a higher level, right? Just on the tip of my tongue, the word. So they Paskin, everybody should eat in Yom Kippur. Well, I never heard of such a thing like that. You're not sick, and we have to eat in Yom Kippur. So if the Gedolim Rabbanim say you should. You know, you don't ask any questions. You have to eat in Yom Kippur. And if they Paskin certain things, also certain things you shouldn't do, so the Chazal, the Torah, gives the right to our Gedolim, our Manhigim, to make certain Gedorim, certain fences and certain takonos for the door. So we should always, you know, have in our mind that we're willing to accept, you know, the pesukim of our Gedolim. It's from the highest priorities of, so we have the Sabbath here, we say. So one of the is that you should still have a Kabbalah when that's right. And secondly, we should always, every day, we should give a thought, you know, who are Manhigim? And if you know any of the takonas that they made, anything that they said, psukim they say, that you think in my mind that I'm a Kabbalah on myself, you know, all the psukim and all the, you know, directions about the Gedolim. It's from the highest priorities of everything, the highest priorities of the whole Torah. So we still have to be matzik of it. We have to catch the holy bus. So we wish everybody bracha matzlocha, and Hashem should send us, you know, our leaders, the best leaders. You know, and I say again, it's indexed to our own rutz, our own cheshit. We have the right attitude. It's a bracha that Hashem will send us better leaders. Send them according to our aspirations. Okay, but we say,